Good morning. I am Margaret Joint, and I was married to Bob Joint, who was the head of neurology here from 66 until he became first the dean of the medical school and then CEO of the medical school, in addition to a dean. So we're going to talk just a little bit about coming here, because he said, this is where I would really like to go, Margaret. I didn't even come to see it, because I was very willing to go, and I knew he'd been looking. So we told the little children, all except the older one. He said, I want to talk to Bobby alone. And after he told him we were moving, he came out into the kitchen, and he said, Margaret, if I had known how hard this was going to be, I wouldn't have moved. It was just dreadful. He doesn't want to move. But he did move, and the children all came with us. They were ages 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and 12. This older boy was going into 7th grade. And so it's important to know that he got here 2 weeks before the family, because he said, I want to wait till the furniture comes and put and fix up their bedroom so they know this is home, so they're not coming into an empty house. See, he was always thinking of the family and how they were doing, each one in their emotional and their academic careers. So we loved it. We loved it. We had good neighbors, and I still live there. It is now 2016, and we have lived in the house for 50 years. Bob died in 2012. So just to talk about how he gave a lot of attention to each resident, just like he did his children. There were two residents here when we came. He brought Don Castle with him, and Marvin Goldstein was already here working under Dr. Garvey. So when we first got here, within 2 weeks, we took Marvin and his wife, Athene, out to lunch and to a matinee at the Auditorium Theater. Then the Castles played bridge, and Bob sort of reluctantly always played bridge, but the four of us would have evenings together and enjoy each other's company. So then that evolved into the Saturday night before Christmas party, which was in our home. It was in three different rooms, and then down in the basement. The wonderful, wonderful Dan Petit and his wife. His wife was Greek, and she brought Greek records and taught us all how to do Greek dances, and then we did the Jewish dances all in circles. So there were records and music and fun, and I have to say there was a great deal of smoking. And it was a cocktail party, but then at 10 o'clock, we had food, sandwiches, and cake and things. So it was always a fun evening, and Bob and I always enjoyed it a lot. Then always, when the new residents came, right before, at July 1st, we would have a picnic out in the backyard, and they came with their wives. So we spent a long evening with them the first week that they arrived. And I think that was important and made them feel at home. That continued after he was dean. We would have heads of departments out in the backyard for a sit-down dinner. And it never rained. I don't know why it never rained, but it didn't. And then when he was dean, he said, Margaret, I want to have the medical students out here. So the U of R sent medical students out in two big buses, and we had a big tent in the backyard, and that really was a catered picnic. But we had 120 people there every year that he was dean. Now, how did he balance, you ask? How did he balance doing a good job with his own family, and then his neurology family, and then his research? And then he had lots of patients who loved him. He saw a lot of neurology patients, and he had to teach residents. So this is how he did it. I think he just balanced them all. When he was taking an interest in the research, which he did, he walked over. He was head of anatomy also for a while he was head of neurology. He gave himself to that moment. He thought of nothing else at that moment. If he was going skiing down in Swain with the six children and me, that was what he was doing. He didn't think about research and teaching. So that was the balance of the... I think that's how he balanced it, because he did give up golf, which he loved. He never watched television at night. He would, after dinner and playing with the children, after they were in bed, he'd go into his study and write. He had done the research, and he would write. Didn't watch television. But then he was always there if I needed him at home. So I think that explains really how he was able to do that, but always with a smile and a joke, and things didn't bother him so much. One of his favorite sayings was, NBD, it's not a big deal. We will worry about the big things. We won't worry about the little things. And then I think the last thing that I would like to say about Bob is that he took people where they were when working with them, or just when meeting them. Everyone has flaws and faults. He says, yes, well, yeah, faults. And then staff who maybe not be doing what they should be doing correctly, he said, they're just trying to do their best, Margaret. That's all.